So, our topic today is Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, which appears here in our Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. So this topic has major practical ramifications across aspects of Hilchos Nidah. Here are a couple of cases to consider that are going to be affected by how we learn the sugya, and we show them here, Alibi de Hilchasa. What if you have a woman whose husband is traveling, is out of town, during the time that she's supposed to be going to the mikvah? Should she go? Should she not go? May she go? What about Tefillas Mitzvah on Lil Tisha B'Av or Lil Yom HaKippurim? What about Tvila for a woman who is currently in Avelus or whose husband is in Avelus? In general, what about Tvila on Lil Shabbos or Lil Yontif, where there are issues of Nirka Misakin and Smichas Chafifa L'Tvila in the context of of that tefila? How is that affected by our sugya? And then in general, the Gemara has this case, not so common today, it sounds a little bit strange to us, but the Machashev Yivmei Vesta Ubala case, it's a strange case, but it is a theoretical case which would be affected by the question and the din of tefila bizmana mitzvah. So the phrase tefila bizmana mitzvah is an interesting phrase to think about. First of all, Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah is the mitzvah on the Zman, or is the mitzvah also on the Tevila? Meaning, is Tevila a mitzvah? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Asei Kuftes points out that there actually isn't a chiyuv to be mitayr. The Rambam says there is a kiyum to be mitayr, meaning when you go through the process of tahara, it is a mitzvah to follow this procedure. This is similar to other similar kinds of mitzvos, like gittin, where there's no proactive mitzvah to be miskarish, but if you are in a circumstance where gerushin is appropriate, so then following the seder of Gittin, according to the halacha, is a mitzvah. This also, Rav Shechter loves to quote the Tosfos in the end of Nida, about the difference between lechatchila and b'di'eved on a doraisa level, between a mitzvah and a matir. So right, that's Tosfos points out that tevila is a matir, and therefore there's no such thing as lechatchila b'di'eved on a doraisa level for something which is a matir. That fits with this idea that the tevila is a process. So the phrase tefila bizmana mitzvah is an interesting phrase. Yes, tefila is a mitzvah, but it's not a standard kind of mitzvah. It's more of a matir. It's more of a process. Now the question is, when we say tefila bizmana mitzvah, that to do this process according to the zman, according to the time, how is that mitzvah elevating the experience, so to say? In what way is it a mitzvah to do tefila bizmana? Is that more related to the person? That it's a mitzvah for me to hurry up and engage this process as soon as I can? You saw the Lashon Yerushalmi, Asher Lahashos Betuma. Is that because I... I am responsible to take care of this as quickly as possible? Is it about my going through the steps? Or is it about that somehow the process, the creation of tahara, the immersion itself, is in its ideal form done sooner rather than later? Or in its ideal form, the tevila is best, the best practice of tevila is in its time. Which is being enhanced here? Is it me, the responsible party, or is it the transformation itself, the process itself? Where's the mitzvah? Where's the hiddur? Where's the benefit? And there are really two different ways of looking at this. Rashi and Tanis, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, in Dibur Maaseh Ella, mentions the idea that tefillah bizman mitzvah shememaher letaher atzmo. That's the quote of Rashi. So it sounds that Rashi is emphasizing the fact that we are moving quickly toward achieving the goal of the person becoming tahor. Rashi in Shabbos, in Kufchav Aleph Amud Aleph Divar Maschil Hazav, has the line. Rashi says that tefillah bizman mitzvah, because we can do the tefillah right away, and then after Har Shemesh, Rashi says, quote, lechol truma la'erev. So some achronim are bothered by this Rashi, because not every case can you do truma ba'erev. What about if you have other residual truma, which is going to keep you from eating truma? But the principle of Rashi sounds like, at least on some level, is that there is a personal benefit to me getting to the tahara state. I'm a mayor to do it. Almost sounds like a zrizin makdimin, which is interesting that the Gemara does not mention that. And the lechel truma la'erev. A further expression of this idea potentially is in Tosfos in Beitza. That Tosfos in Beitza on Yud Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Maaseh Kol Chayvei, discuss whether or not tefillah bizmana mitzvah exists bizmana zeh or not bizmana zeh. One of the factors at play is the issue of eating taros. That maybe tefillah bizmana mitzvah only applied during a time where people were eating taros, and therefore it was important to do tefillah bizmana so that they could eat taros. But that expression tells us something about the nature of the motivation to accomplish tefillah bizmana mitzvah. The reason why you're doing tefillah bizmana is because it's a hechetimtzi, that I should be able to get to some stage where I can eat my taros. But not because the tara process itself is affected. It's because there's another cheshbon, there's another concern that doing the tefillah bizmana ameliorates.
That sounds like nothing more than the limit. Sound like, it's a big thing.
Good. The opposite way of looking at it.
I'm saying by calling it tefillah bizmana mitzvah, you're saying it's not just a zuzim akdimim, it's a value to itself.
So that's what I'm saying. How do we understand that value? Is that value vis-a-vis the person who's undergoing the process, or is that value vis-a-vis the transformation of the tahara itself? The other way to look at this is that the tefillah itself, the tahara itself, is appropriate in its time. The mitzvah is that the tefillah should be done in its time, irrespective of the person. Who articulates an idea that expresses this assumption? The Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener that you saw in Nida Naf Chof Tes Amud Beis, he points out that the Gemara introduces this concept in the specific context of people who are doing a Sfira. So the suggestion of Aruch Lener, because he wonders why is it that tefillah bizmana mitzvah, and to your point, it's not just a zrizim akdimin element, right? Maybe it's almost similar, just to borrow, not exactly, but to borrow the expression, we have an expression, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That's not exactly zrizim akdimin, it's that there's a zman for this. So the Aruch Lener says, there's a zman. The zman is at the end of the melos, at the end of the sfira. And so it's actually a transformation, it's part of the steps of the tahara process, that the tevila should be done at the conclusion of that process. What's the nafka mina of this assumption? There is a Maharsha in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Aleph, Divra Maskel Lo, where the Maharsha makes a suggestion that Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah should also apply to Kalim. Nagid a kli became tomei tumas meis, it requires hazah shlishi and shvi, and then you're going to immerse the kli in a mikvah. So that's a din, which you wonder, is it subject to tefillah b'zman mitzvah? So the Pnei Yoshua in Beitza on Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph Dibra Maskel Sham Ihachi, the Pnei Yoshua says, whoever heard of such a thing? Whoever heard of tefillah b'zman mitzvah applying to a kli? He doesn't understand the Smarasha at all. But says the Aruch Laner, I understand it. Because if you understand, like the Pnei Yeshua, like the first approach, tefillah b'zman mitzvah relates to the person and getting the person through the process as quickly as possible, so then kli is not a person. The other way to say it is no. Tefillah b'zman mitzvah is a din in the process itself. It's in the din of tefillah that it's supposed to be done as a part of this transformation. I got it. And therefore, we can understand how the requirement for tefillah b'zman mitzvah is anything which needs to be immersed. So a t'nai in immersion is that it be b'zmana. It's a t'nai in the tefillah itself. It's not an external motivation. One, two, yeah.
Can't you understand even that marsha being for the kelim being external motivation? The goal is to avoid being metame other kinds of items as well.
Possibly.
What's the way to rephrase it? Beitza.
What are you saying?
Yeah, with rephrasing the Beitza. So not that you should be tar, but you tar doubtless, you're not metame things that are.
Right. The nafkamina of this, similar with that, is the Aruch Haner's point that it only applies to things that have melos. If it doesn't have a sphira, then you wouldn't have this. As opposed to, according to the first approach, like the Tosfos logic, if you apply it to a kli, it would apply to all kelim. This point of the Aruch Laner addresses an inconsistency in Rashi, because Rashi presents two different makoros for tefillah b'zman mitzvah. On our Gemara, Rashi quotes the pasuk v'chito b'yom ha'shvi, and yet later on, I think it's in Daf Peches here, Rashi quotes v'hayolof noserif. So why are you quoting v'hayolof noserif if you're talking about v'chito b'yom ha'shvi? The answer is, he says, well, we're talking there about a balkeri. A balkeri doesn't have a malos. So you have to create a new machayiv for tefillah b'zman mitzvah for a balkeri that it doesn't have a malos, it has something else. The chiddush of a balkeri is that dafka, that day, lifnos erev, you have a new institution of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. But it's this idea that the tefillah b'zman mitzvah is part of the internal tefillah process and would only apply, the big finish of the Aruch Laner is that it would only apply, which the cases that the Gemara mentions, to ones that have a malos. Okay.
And for
kelim. Kelim in which the tumah was of a malos.
Right.
How do we sort out the din in this case? Well, we saw this approach, this sugya comes up here in Yuman Daf Ches, where the Gemara presented it initially in our context of Hazah, and then the Gemara backtracked and said, no, Aminan Tevila B'Zman Mitzvah, and the question was about the Hekesh of Hazah to Tevila. That's one topic. The other topic, the major topic that we saw was Nida Daf Lamed, where the Gemara discussed the issue of a Toa, a woman confused and lost track, unfortunately, of when she's supposed to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara presented three opinions, the 95, the 35, and then the last sheet of Daya Tefillah Ba'achrona. What's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, well, Beishamai Beisil, the first two options, those are Tefillah B'zman Mitzvah approaches versus Daya Tefillah Ba'achrona. Okay, so it doesn't really matter. She could have needed to go 95 times or 35 times, so you just catch the last one. That's Tevila B'zmana Lav Mitzvah. We also saw this comes up in the Gemara later on, Apeches Amin Aleph and Beitza, that we mentioned about the din of Kol Chayvi Tevila, Tovlin B'Yom HaKippurim, and on the Tisha B'Av Kedarkan. The Gemara connects that also to this sugya of of Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvah. So how do we paskin? So there's some confusion just within the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam in Ilcha Shvisa Sa'asar, Perikimel, Halacha Beis, paskins that Tevilah is Kedarka on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim, but in Halacha Gimel he says, but not for a Balkari. Why not for a Balkari? Because Bezman Hazeh, Me'ikar Adin, there's no requirement for Tevilah Lekari, for Tefillah and for Liman HaTorah. And therefore, Bezman Hazeh, it's only a minug. And for that minug, we don't override the Yisra Rechitza on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim. The challenge is that the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, in the context of the Gemara, which raises this as a possibility with the Mechikas Hashem, right, the Gemara on Shabbos of Korich Aleh Gemi. So the Rambam quotes that you should be Korich Aleh Gemi. Problem. The Mishnah points out that these two Rambams seem to be inconsistent with each other. This is in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. The Rambam mentions Nizdam lo Tevila Shel Mitzvah Korich Olav Gemi V'Tovel V'Mlo Matza Gemi Misaviv Acharav, etc. Why? Because it's the conclusion of that Gemara. Says the Lech HaMishnah, I'm confused, because the Lech HaMishnah here in Vav Vav, he says, I'm confused. It sounds like he holds here Tevilah Bezmana Lav Mitzvah, which is why he suggests that you should get a Gemi. But if you should get a Gemi because Tevilah Bezmana Lav Mitzvah, so why did he tell me that Chayvi Tevilah is Tovlin Kedarkan, which sounds like in Yuma Peches, sounds like that's an issue only according to the Manda Amar Tevilah Bezmana Mitzvah, right? Because what's happening here? The litmus test is because this mitzvah, quote unquote, of Tevilah Bezmana is conflicting with other Isurim. On Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, it's conflicting with the Isra of Rechitza, and in this case, it's conflicting with the Isra of Mechikas Hashem. So what do you do? So the Lech HaMishnah concludes, really the Rambam holds Tevilah Bezmana Lav Mitzvah. And even though you hold Tevilah Bezmana Lav Mitzvah, you can give other explanations why the Rambam thinks that you can still do Tevilah on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. How could it be that you hold Tevilah Bezmana Lav Mitzvah, and yet you would still be allowed to do Tevilah on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim? What do you think is the answer? It's not the Idna. So, I saw in the name of the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, I could not find this sefer inside. The Tosefes Yom Kippurim is a sefer on Yuma that was authored by the Maharam Ibn Chabib, the same author as the editor of the Ein Yaakov. So the Maharam Ibn Chabib, and this svara is quoted a lot in the later Maharam, Rav Moshe Ibn Chabib. So he says, a good svara. He says, what's the Isser on Yom Kippurim and on Tisha B'Av? It's an Isser of Rechitza Shel Tainug. The Rambam there actually is talking about, in that context, what happens if someone has soiled hands? So there's no Issur Rechitza to remove that dirt, that filth, on Yom Kippurim. Why? Because that's not Rechitza Shel Tainug, that's just the cleanliness. So the argument could be that if you're going to the mikveh for the purpose of Tefillah Shel Mitzvah, that's no longer a Rechitza Shel Tainug, that's Rechitza Shel Mitzvah. The challenge, though, that some point out, is that's not so good for the Balkari case, because in the case of the Balkari, you're going for a religious ritual purpose. You're going to be Mekayim this minhag, so the Rambam would be hard-pressed to say that's not called a Rechitza Shel Mitzvah, that's called Rechitza Shel Tainug, unless you say the Rambam is using legal definitions to say, When we say it's not rechitza shel tainug, that's only when you are obligated to go. If you have a minig to go, so then minig is still begeder rechitza shel tainug. That's not super great. It's a little bit tzarachian. So the Minchas Avram has a different teretz. He suggests, based on the Rambam Shita, that there is a kiyum ha-mitzvah, but not a chiyuv, when you talk about the mitzvah of tefillah b'chalal. He says that's true only when you have somebody who is completely tahor, tahor legamri. But he thinks that you don't get a kiyum if somebody is still partially tummy. So let's say you have someone who they are in a status of a balkari, but they're also concurrently a tamei mace. So the Rambam would say that there's no kiyum of tefillah bizmana mitzvah because you didn't actually achieve tahara. You took a step, but you didn't achieve tahara. So maybe through that, you could say that that's why, categorically, it's not always true that a balkari is going to be free and clear because potentially he's only getting through one step. Maybe he's still in the case of tumah. That's
exactly his point.
Bizman hazeh, he points out, it's a little bit weak because
but nidan yoledes is still called being Torah, being coming Torah, therefore tefillah is not a mitzvah.
Right, that's a little difficult. It's also difficult because the Rambam doesn't say bizman hazeh, since everybody's tumei, your baal keri transformation is helpful. The Rambam says because it's a minik, so it's also not such a great.
Right.
It's not the greatest teretz. Not the greatest teretz.
That's great, but what if you're a Valkyrie and you're not Tomei Mace?
Right, that's also a question. Bismana said it is possible to have somebody who's not a Tomei Mace, I guess theoretically. Right? He could be raised on an island. Anyway, so this is Ein Sham in the Minchas Avram that offers this other.
That's here in our Yuma?
Yeah, it's here in Yuma. At the end, one of these pieces, I forget where it is. So the Rambam Shita is interesting, trying to figure out, it's not so clear whether or not the Rambam holds tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah, which is the conclusion of the Lecha Mishnah, or like the Minchas Avram was more noted to say that he holds tefillah bizmana is mitzvah, it's just only a mitzvah of a total transformation.
It's always doubtful to do this, but you could say Tosis on Peches points out that maybe when the Gemara says that according to the Rabbanon that you'd be Karachat or Gemi, that they hold tefillah is not a lav mitzvah. So Tosas does point out that you end up, if you say that, there's a steer in the Rabbanon. So he says, maybe the Gemara doesn't really mean, according to Rabbanon, tefillah is lav mitzvah, the Rabbanon just mean that we're not so nervous that being Karachat or Gemi is going to like ruin your tefillah is not a mitzvah. So we say tefillah is, according to Yossi, we're like so, like it's such a huge balance. No matter what, we don't want you to take any chances, no risk, whatever. So it's like, they agree to Yosman as a mitzvah. They just aren't as concerned. So when the car says Yosman is a lot of mitzvah, according to Rabbanon, not necessarily so pasha that that's being like mamish on mitzvah. So
exactly.
If you say it like that, you could say. Mm-hmm. The Rambam reads the Gemara like that. That really...
Yes, and as support to that is some argue that when the Rambam paskins here to be Korech Alea Gemi V'Tovel, he does not mean Korech Alea Gemi, and if you don't have one, you have to wait. He just means, some say the Rambam means, if you have it accessible, so Kuzut hate, you should do it. But really, the Rambam does think Torah Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah and the Kriyas Gemi L'maskana is not a ma'akiv of the
tefillah. Right, so that's consistent with that Tosis.
Yeah, so some say that that's the Pshat of the Rambam, but it's not
so
okay,
exciting.
It's not so exciting. Right. Okay, so leaving the Rambam aside with this confusion how to paskin according to the Rambam, the other Rishonim have a major machlokas. As we saw, the She'iltas in Sarivav, he says that Tefillah B'Zmana is most certainly a mitzvah. Tosfos here quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel. I saw others quoted from Rabbeinu Chananel. I did not see whether Rabbeinu Chananel says this inside. Did anybody see the Rabbeinu Chananel himself? I only saw it quoted by the Balei Tosfos, but Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted by the Balei Tosfos. That Tvila Bizmana is a mitzvah. The tour in Yoredeya in Kuf Tzadi Zion brings a raya to this shita from the Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi that we mentioned of Asur Lahashus Atzmo Betuma. It's also interesting that the Achronim point out that the Rambam doesn't quote the case of Baila Mechashiv Yemei Vesta Ubal. So but it's interesting that the Rambam ignores that case. If the Rambam holds Tefillah Bizman a lav mitzvah, it might make more sense why he doesn't quote that case. But that's that Gemara in the Yerushalmi that the Torah is building on. So there's a discussion in Achronim about whether that Yerushalmi is a good raya and whether or not that Yerushalmi is in consonance with the Bavli. But that case in the Yerushalmi that the Torah is quoting about Baal Machashav Lo Yemei Vesta, the Torah uses as a raya for his shita. The Torah seems to agree that Tevila Bizmana is a mitzvah. Now, that's not so perfect, because if you look in the Torah in Orach Chaim, the Torah in Orach Chaim in Tuf Kuf Nun Dalid, he says Tevila Bizmana mitzvah, and therefore it's Mutar B'Tovel on, what's Tuf Kuf Nun Dalid? Tisha B'Av. However, at the end of Tuf Resh Yud Gimel, he quotes two Deos. He quotes two Deos. So it sounds like when it comes to Tisha B'Av, he's hedging, he's totally convinced Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah is totally mutter. When it comes to Yom Kippur, he quotes two Deos and he's not machriya in the Torah. So in Yoredeya, he's machriya that it's, that's Tuf Resh Yud Gimel. Orach Chaim Tuf Resh Yud Gimel. So in Yoredeya, in Kuf Tzadi Zion, he holds it is a mitzvah. He continues with that in Orach Chaim Tuf Kuf Nun Dalet Hilchos Tisha B'Av, but in Tuf Resh Yud Gimel, he's not so convinced. Potentially, but that's why it's Choshish for that. The question is, what's that?
Is there any other reason?
Is he possible? I don't know. I'm just noting that in that one context where, you know, this is one of the Chamisha Inuyim, so that... What's that? So that's what I was going to say. That's a further question. I'm not sure if the Torah thinks that all the other Inuyim are Daraisa. I don't know. I would have to check that Lishitasa.
Well, it's also happening to one of the other Inuyim. So now we're getting two. Maybe two out of five.
Okay, but that's not inherent. According to this Shita, that Tevila Bizmana is a mitzvah, how is Bizmana Zeh any Tevila Bizmana? Isn't this Tosfos' strong argument, and other Rishonim as well? Take a look. We'll quote the Rite in the Balei HaNefesh and others. They say, wait a second. There's no Tevila Bizmana, Bizmana Zeh. Tevila Bizmana for Anita would be at the end of Shivas Yamin, Balayla, Toveles. So I understand why we don't do that Bizmana Zeh, because of the Takan of Rabbi Besados and the Chumra of the Benos Yisrael, and we don't want to keep track. And we dafka do not want to send them, the Rishonim point out, some Rishonim point out, we don't want to send a woman to the mikvah motze the Shiva Simei Nida, out of concern that people might be confused and thinking that it's a Heter Labayla. So how is that called Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah? So the Beis Yosef and the Netziv both make the same point, which is that unlike Tosfos, these other Rishonim, like the She'iltos and the Rabbi Nochananel, they assume that when we say Tevila Bizmana, it doesn't mean Zmana what it says in the Chumash. Zmana is based on Takanas Chazal. So if the Takanas Chazal, which the Benos Yisrael is referred to as a halacha, kavua, if that Takanas Chazal is that we have across the board an observance of Shiva Nekiyim, so going to the mikvah, the conclusion of Shiva Nekiyim, that's called Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah.
Well, that's the right, Shiva Nekiyim. That has to be after a hefsek, is the right, in Ziva.
Yeah, but we don't know that the women are Zavos. I suspect that according to most Rishonim, most women today are probably not Zavos.
So this is a mitzvah, the right of Tevila Bizmana, instituted Agavei on Tzalba.
So I don't think anybody holds that Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah is a mitzvah de oraisa. Right? At best, it's the modification of a mitzvah de oraisa. The question is this a mitzvah at all? And what we're saying is that the zman for this mitzvah is dependent not on what it says in the Chumash, but what is the Takanas Chazal. So if the Takanas Chazal was koveya, that this is the zman to do the Tevila, so Tevila during that zman is the mitzvah.
You mean Tevila
Bizmana
mitzvah is Takanat Chachamim?
It's a fulfillment of the proper method of Tevila, and if Chazal were Koveya, that the proper time to be Tovel is at this date, so then that date becomes the zman of which Tevila Bizmana mitzvah is modifying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, you're saying that he's saying that tefillah b'zman mitzvah, that there is tefillah b'zman mitzvah today, but it's not the tefillah b'zman mitzvah of midaraisa. Rather, it's of what the Chazal were talking.
The first opinion is tefillah b'zman mitzvah, right, and that applies today as it did in antiquity.
Right.
And the question is, how could that be? The time that they went to the mikvah is different than the time that we go to the mikvah.
Right.
The answer is, tefillah b'zman mitzvah doesn't modify when you go to the mikvah. Tefillah b'zman mikvah says when it's appropriate to go to the mikvah, when your zman is, that's your mitzvah. So in the time of in the Dor HaMidbar, so they went to the mikvah after 7 days. B'zman hazeh, they go after 5 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normal circumstance. Whenever the din requires that, that's called zman tefillah. So that zman, that's when you apply the mitzvah.
So it's situational, depending on what is considered zman during that
door. Exactly. That's it. That's Beis Yosef said. That's what the Yitziv articulates as well in the comment on the she'iltos. However, as we saw, Rabbeinu Tam not into this because he doesn't accept the svara. And Rabbeinu Tam says, if you're not following the zmana of the Da'oraisa, so then that's not called tefillah b'zmana. Memela, there's no mitzvah. Even if you thought, maybe theoretically, one time, maybe one of these shitas, Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, were correct, but b'zmana zeh, they're not even ogea, because b'zmana zeh, everybody's a suffix, and therefore, and that's what the Ravid also writes in the Balei Nefesh. The Mordechai in Hilchos Mikvos that you saw, the Mordechai in Mikvos is in Os, Tuf, Shin, Nun, Beis. He quotes this Shita as well from a bunch of Rishonim. He also quotes from a bunch of Rishonim who assume that it is Tefillah B'zmana is the rice. He quotes both opinions. So the question is, how do we paskin Lamaisa? So if you look in the Beis Yosef in Yoredei and Simen Kuf, Tzadi Zion, he does not agree with the tour, and he paskins tefillah b'zmana is lav mitzvah. So now, if we assume that tefillah b'zmana is lav mitzvah, so we need to go back to our questions that we raised at the beginning, the cases that we raised as litmus tests, as nafgaminas. So, Isha she'in b'ayla b'ir, according to the Beis Yosef, we don't paskin tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So theoretically, she doesn't have to go when her husband is away. Not only that, the Beis Yosef quotes, and the later Achronim quote from the Zohar HaKadosh, that there are some who were hesitant about women, and this child comes up. So I think depending on your halakhic sensitivity, for those who are sensitive to these types of more Kabbalistic ideas, they do not use the mikvah, these women, when their husbands are out of town. I think many of us have a masorah that even if the husband is out of town, the woman should go bismana. Yeah, but that's a function of this question. Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. So tefillah bismana, lav mitzvah. So for sure they shouldn't use the mikvah. What about during Avelos? Tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah? Good question. Leil Shabbos. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, he points out that even...
I mean, in all these cases, lav mitzvah.
Oh, exactly. All these cases, you should say that you should not go. But the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to Shabbos... No, we're going to backtrack. Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef says that it's mutter to go on Shabbos, even though we paskin tefillah b'zmana... is lav mitzvah.
Mutter to go on Shabbos?
Mutter to go on Shabbos.
Not that it's a mitzvah or a...
Well, it's appropriate to go on Shabbos. If that's when your tefillah b'zmana is, then that's appropriate.
But that would...
It's mutter.
That would imply that if one does not go Friday night, the isser that they would be over is much less than if they did decide not to go on Tuesday night.
There is no isser.
There is no isser.
There is no isser. Tevilah b'zmana is lav mitzvah. There are other considerations, pruvu, ona, shalabayas, other alpizoar, things like that, in terms of, you know, not using the mikvah as a weapon, rachmana litzlan. But the Beis Yosef in Yoredea is still matar on Shabbos, but he is machmir when it comes to Tisha B'Av. Why? Because he quotes, kedayu beis alokin reb chanina la'abed ala tila achas b'shana. And he says, he quotes the Ma'arik, that lo shamanu isha that's toveles Bimei Evla, and certainly on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. He says, Lo Shamanu, that a woman is going to go to Mikvah during her Avelos. Why? Makes sense, because Tevila Mitzvah, because Tevila Bismana Lav Mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah to go on time, and she's in Avelos, so there's no Tashmish anyway. If you look, Paskin Shulchan Aruch.
Misad
Tashmish? Misad Mitzvah itself, even.
So that would apply to Avelos, Yom Kippur, and Tishabah.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly why Beis Yosef there says all three are out. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Sif Beis. He says, if her husband is in the city, it's a mitzvah litbol bizmana. Why? Shlolavatel peruvi ribya. Why does he say that? Because he doesn't hold tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Now, if you look at the Taras Habayis, Rav Avadya quotes from Achronim in page Tuf Mem, I think it's Tuf Mem Zion.
Can you read your handwriting?
No, I scrunched it in there.
No, you can't.
I scrunched it in there.
Sure.
I think it's intended
design.
Was, you know what, I have the
end, like,
Ari, if you pass it to me, I have both volumes down there.
The printer was out of ink.
It was out of ink, exactly.
End,
like, so he points out that it's also true, not just for Puruvu technically, but also for Mitzvah's Ona, because even if, let's see, Rav Avadya talks about this in two places. He talks about it in Chelek Beis, pages Tuf Mem Hay through Tuf Mem Zion, which is where he's talking about this issue. It's page Tuf Mem Zion. I was correct. That's Taras Habayis Chelek Beis, page Tuf Mem Zion, as well as Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Mem Aleph. He talks about it in both places. So Rav Avadya points out that even for mitzvahs una, let's say a woman is taking a contraceptive, or she's pregnant already, so there's no more puruvu, or she's post-menopause, whatever it's going to be, there's still a motivation, there's still a halachic value that if the husband is home, the woman should use the mikvah immediately, but if they agree, they want to postpone it for some reason, that's going to be fine. The Torah Sashlomim points out that based on the Shulchan Aruch Lashon, that's why Bezman Hazeh, there's no mitzvah, and therefore it's going to be aser on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim, which is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Orach Chaim, Simen, Tuf, Kuf, Nun, Dalid, Sif Ches, that there's no Tevila Bezmana Zeh, therefore a woman does not use the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. And he also writes this in Tuf Reisha Gimel, Sif Yud Beis, Bezmana Zeh, Aser Leisha Litbol B'Yom HaKippurim. I thought it was interesting, the Shinoi and the Lashon, that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, he says Ein, and therefore Lo Titbol, versus Yom HaKippurim, he says Aser Leisha Litbol. I would think that's a worthy pursuit if someone really knew every single Lashon Shulchan Aruch, the Lo Titbol versus the Aser Litbol. So, the first case that we talked about of whether Baila Be'ir, whether Isha She'in Baila Be'ir, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, there is no strong motivation because Ein Tevila Bismana Mitzvah, that was his opinion. The case of Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is Aser. What about Leil Shabbos and Leil Yom Tov? So the Ramah says, back in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Beis, the Ramah says it's Mutar B'Leil Shabbos, K'shelo Haya Efshar Kodem. If it was possible before. If it was impossible before. But if you push it off, if it was possible before, and you just didn't bother to get around to it, he quotes two deos, whether or not it's permitted. Why? So maybe you could argue that this is the residual effect of Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah. That even though maybe the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in Tevila Bizmana, but if it's Bizmana, you can be Mitzarev that day. But if it's Shelo Bizmana, how are you going to override the consideration of the Heter? How are you going to create a Heter of Rechitz on Shabbos and Yantav when there is a pre-existing Isser? Lamaisa, he's no to Lahakel when there's no Minig in the Makom. But it's an interesting Ha'ara that the Ramah is only Makel to do Tevila B'Leil Shabbos when it would have been Bizman Mitzvah. And the last point, the last case we mentioned, the Machashev Yemei Vesta, not so common, but the last case is the Isser of Rechitza during Avelos. So if you look in the Sefer Difrei Sofrim, here on page Tuf Ayin Gimel, which is on the, it's on Shulchan Aruch Yoredei Shin Pe Aleph, Seif Dalid, where there's an Isser of Rechitas Kol Gufo. In Os, in the bottom of Difrei Sofrim, Os Lamed Hey, I'm sorry, this is in Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nita Shin Is Damla Tvilosa Bimei Evla, Eina Tovelas. She's not Tovelas. Says the footnote here, and he gives you a couple of reasons. Number one, even if she was Toveles, she would be Asura Labaila. Number two, Tvila Bismana Zeh is Eina Bismana. So there's no Tvila Bismana Mitzvah. Quotes these two reasons. Then he quotes a third reason from the Masas Binyamin, that the reason why she's Asura Litbol is because it's Shalol Litzorech. But otherwise, he said, had it been Litzorech, that would have been Mutter. Why? Because it's not called Rechitza Shel Tainug, it's called Rechitza Shel Mitzvah. And then one last Ari makes is the Drisha in the name of the Maharshal. He quotes in the Drisha that the reason why she shouldn't be Toveles is because you should be Mechesh Litakala Shevaila Yavo Alel. So what's the further nafkamina of this? If you conclude that Tefila Bezmana is Lav Mitzvah, then it would make sense that not only does the woman not have a motivation to be Toveles when she's an Avelus, but perhaps you can argue if you accept this Chashash of the Drisha in the name of the Maharshal, one could wonder whether a woman would use the mikvah while her husband is an Avelus. If you're really Choshish L'Takala...
Just for a night,
no, anytime when the husband is during Avelis. So if you're really concerned about that takala, so then in Achanami. Now, you could say, not true, we're not in Lonu L'Chadish Gzeres B'Yameinu, and if she's not in Avelis, she doesn't have an Issur Rechitza, she should use the mikvah, and maybe from an emotional standpoint or whatever you're going to say, it would be permitted for the woman to be, you know, whatever, even just... available around, whatever, it's, you know, these kind of inyanim. But if you assume Tvila Bezmana is Lav Mitzvah and you accept that Chashash or Drisha, then we would extend that Chumrah, that Isser, that restriction of Rechitza, even beyond her own Avelis, potentially to the husband's Avelis. So to summarize, we began with raising the question of whether or not the nature of Tvila Bezmana Mitzvah is one that is on the person, motivating them to get going, or is it more on the as part of the process? It's not exactly Gava versus Chefza, but is it on the person motivating them to get going, or is it part of the process? Now, Kamita potentially for Kalim, and the issue of whether or not it's totally on the Sfira. We spoke about the question of how to interpret the Rambam. We mentioned both opinions in the Rishonim, but the consensus in the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that Tevila Bezmana Lav Mitzvah. So even though there are motivations for Ona and other halachic values of getting to the mikvah as soon as you can, but since Tevila Bezmana is Lav Mitzvah, in a case where the couple agrees, so then that is not going to be an impediment for them deciding to push off the Zman, or also for a woman whose husband's out of town, or Avelos, or other these circumstances. Okay? Adkan.